You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. The Jerry Recco is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. So today I have Eddie Scazzeri with me.
Hello, podcast people.
Eddie, I think it was Friday, I went to dinner at a place called Rooney's in Long Branch.
Okay.
And a gentleman who runs Rooney's, John, came up to me. He listens to the podcast and he listens to the warm-up show. It was very nice. He was very involved. He knew that he asked if the jeans I was wearing was the jeans I researched. Like, he listens a lot. He's all in. But he said to me that Jerry Recco is very secretive. This is what he said. He said, Jerry will not reveal names of things or places he goes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that to be true? Like, he'll say, Jerry, like, I'll say, I went to Rooney's restaurant in Long Branch, where Jerry will say, I was at a restaurant.
Yes. You don't do it, like, you won't say, I went to this restaurant and name it, and it sucked. You don't do that.
Right.
You anonymously attack them on Yelp under false names. But Jerry, even positive or negative, he doesn't say, because I'm not going to say the name of the place. He is correct in that. I've picked up on that as well.
You have.
I haven't really thought about it,
yeah.
But I do notice that, yes.
And I had a lot of people reach out late last week. Jerry was mentioning about an antenna that he purchased for his TV to get the over-the-air signals,
yes.
2, 4, 5, 7, 11. And again, he didn't reveal the name of the antenna. Although that time I think it was because he didn't remember.
That could have been.
And he was going to tell me what it is. But again, like this John at Rooney says, seems secretive.
Yeah, and he says a lot. Well, you know, a lot. Maybe once every, or once a week.
Yeah.
Once every other week. I'll tell you off the air, or I'll tell you.
Oh, whatever. Is that right?
Yeah, he says that.
No, I never picked up on that. So when John was telling me, I was like, I'm not sure.
He is right on.
And he knows. He's a listener. That's what I'm saying.
Was this your first time at Rooney's?
No, I've been a number of times.
Okay.
It's a very solid spot in Long Branch.
And this is the first time that this guy has approached
yes.
you? Yes. Okay.
And he bought me a slice of key lime pie for Gina and I to share.
Which was probably not Bobby approved.
No. And he also bought my beer that I ordered. So that was nice
of
John.
Was Bobby approved?
No. Beer is also not. I got a local Asbury Ale. Here's what I like about Long Branch is a weird down the shore place for people that might be venturing down the Jersey Shore for the holidays or for the summer. The reason why I picked this place initially was they have a parking lot. And Long Branch is one of these places where you got to put your car in a lot and they charge you.
Mm-hmm.
This place has their own restaurant, or their own lot for the restaurant. And also, it's one of these places where you pick your fish, you pick the way it is to be prepared. You pick your side items. You know what I mean? There's not...
Well, you build your own meal.
Yeah, it's like a build your own meal section, which I like.
Nice.
And then they have other things, but that, and I was very impressed by the ice cold beer mugs that they have. The frosted mugs. They're like legitimately...
Like general with frost on.
Oh, yeah.
Where it almost hurts your hand when you grip it the first time.
Like, I want my beer to be so cold.
Like my hand is going to stick to it. It's
yes.
going to be painful.
Absolutely.
I understand.
So that's that place. So I do like going there.
And the parking lot, I know, is a big deal for you.
Oh, yeah, and it's a big parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right on the water. Like, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah, parking lot and right on the water?
Yeah.
It must have been there for a while, maybe?
I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was anything other
than
this.
Or they took over the lot of an older place.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But it is it's near this place called Pier Village in Long Branch, which is like condos, and then they also have all these shops. But a lot of teenagers show up there unannounced.
No good.
You know where they do this pop-up parties where teenagers just take over a beach?
I've heard of it. I've never witnessed it.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I've seen videos. Mm-hmm. No thank you.
Now, is...
Punks.
Am I remembering from, you know, years ago when I was young, did Long Branch have like a haunted situation, haunted mansion thing or
something
like that?
Yeah, that sounds very familiar.
It does. I don't know if it was destroyed by fire or by sand.
That also sounds familiar. By fire.
All right. Okay. So that is the place.
Has to make you think, was the haunted aspect what caused the fire?
Or insurance and arson. Could be.
Either of the two.
Which is more likely.
Either actual ghosts or arson.
Yeah.
I'd have to Google that to see when that was.
Yeah.
And what happened.
Mm-hmm.
A couple other things came up. One, I'm going to bring this up to you because I think you'd be a good judge of this.
Okay.
And I don't know how Gina and I got on this conversation.
Already?
But because she thinks I have a very strange preoccupation with pooping and people who poop and pooping etiquette and that sort of thing.
Okay, so not just for yourself and your own pooping, but other people.
Yeah, like public bathrooms.
Okay.
She thinks I have a very weird intrigue about it. And I brought up to her how I find it strange. Oh, I'll tell you how it came up.
Mm-hmm.
I had a poop in my house.
Okay.
And I went in the bathroom. I then, when I was done, I shut the door and I lit a candle.
Okay.
Okay. Now, she needed to use the bathroom. And instead of going upstairs to the second bathroom, she goes to use that bathroom. I go, no, you know I've shut that door.
Right.
Because I don't want you going in there.
Right, of course, yes.
So she goes, oh, who cares? You know, you have such a weird preoccupation. I go, what you just did there, I go, it's like a WFAN. I go in there to pee. I'm going to be in and out in 30 seconds. Pee, wash my hands, I'm gone. For some strange reason, people that are pooping in the bathroom, they will come out of the stall when I'm still in there.
Right, even though they know it's going to be a short time situation.
Right.
Like, at literally what? At most, from walking in to walking out. I mean, a long time could be, what, 90 seconds?
That'd be a really long time.
Right. Including the washing up and the whole thing.
Yeah. And I said, if I have that unfortunate situation where I have to poop at work, I will wait until the coast is clear before
correct.
I come out.
Yep, me
because
too.
Because it just feels awkward.
Yes, and not only that,
yeah.
If I have to go in, and hopefully it's not urgent or else you have no choice
yes.
sometimes, if there's someone in there, either at the sink or at the, you know, I will then just go fake number one
right.
or actual number one if I can.
Yes.
And then leave without doing the number
correct.
Two.
Yes.
I do
or
the
you,
same thing.
Or you go in pretending you had to just wash your
correct.
Hands.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, good, because she thought, she goes, no one else is that... cares that much about, she's like, everybody poops.
Yes.
Nobody else is thinking
yeah,
about
I
that
do,
at
but
work.
It's kinda, I don't know. I'm with you on that. Like, I have less of a problem. You will try not to poop at work.
Yes.
Like, I have less of a problem than you pooping. Like, it's not ideal, but I don't like, you know, I don't worry about it as much. Where you really has to be an emergency
yeah.
situation. For me, it does not. It just has to be, you know, I have to go.
Yeah.
So I have no issue with that. But those other etiquette or perceived by us etiquette situations, I have the same thought.
You do? Okay, good. So it's not
and
just
also,
me.
Like, if I have, like, guests over the house, I'm going to, if I have to go number two, I'm going to my upstairs.
Oh, for sure.
I'm not going to. Yeah. No, your situation is a little different, but, you know, she knows with the thing and the door closed.
Right.
Just use the other one.
Yeah, use the other bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at a party one time at my friend Steve's house, and he had a bathroom right off the kitchen, and then there were other bathrooms throughout the house, and somebody dropped a bomb in that bathroom, and I'm like, what? I would go up to the homeowners and go, I really need to use the bathroom. May I use the one upstairs? You know, if it felt awkward to go upstairs.
Right.
rather than use a bathroom.
And
right?
It was like, but maybe not the one if they only had one in their own bedroom. But usually those, there's two upstairs, usually.
Yeah, no, yeah, this was like a nice size house.
Right.
That I'm sure they had more than one bathroom upstairs. Yeah, because that's just very strange.
And when we went on vacation last year up to New Hampshire, we stayed in a cabin with a couple of friends of ours. One bathroom.
Ooh.
But I knew that. So I got some Febreze, you know, as part of the stocking up of stuff for the cabin situation.
Okay.
And this one, the Febreze Ocean, very impressed and pleased with
it. And you just sprayed it in the air? Or they have an air freshener?
No, you just spray it. It's a spray.
Oh, okay.
You know, and it did a good job.
Really? What's it called? Which is this
Febreze Ocean? Ocean, I believe, is the scent.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
I did. Have you used that poo-pourri stuff?
No. What is that?
That's the stuff where you are supposed to spray it on the water in the bowl. You spray it before pooping.
And it somehow creates a barrier where
you
can't
get through?
Yeah,
it creates a barrier.
And so that works?
It works pretty good. I have used it.
Okay.
I did use it when I first started dating Gina.
Okay.
I would use it. And because we got them here at work for free many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember taking
them. Is it like
a
drop of like oil?
No, it was just it's a spray, but I guess it's oily. It coats the surface of the water. It doesn't work perfect.
Well, yes, depending on the veracity of your
poop. Yeah,
yeah.
Because your actual butt will also smell when you first go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So that's still hanging around out there.
Well, yeah, it's above the barrier.
It's above the barrier, right?
And then, I know you've experienced this.
Yeah.
Like, there are times when you walk into this bathroom, and not only is the odor, sometimes you can actually feel heat. Am I right about that?
Yes.
There's a heat involved.
Yeah.
In some really powerful situations.
There have been times I can recall a couple of individuals whose names I will not use.
Yes.
Who have really, like, wowzers, blown up the place.
Yes. Celebratory cream pie.
That was one, yes. Celebratory cream pie. Something crazy must have gone down.
Mm-hmm.
But it happens to us all.
And there's a book even, Everyone Poops.
Everyone poops, right. But Gina was like adamant about that there's something wrong with me for being so locked in on bathroom etiquette and pooping and all these things.
Yeah, well, I mean,
must have happened to me as a child, she said.
Or I don't know, or just maybe you are more sensitive or polite or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. And I would say there's at least a quarter of the population kind of has our mindset.
Yeah, I would think
maybe
so.
Maybe not the majority, or at least in this country. I would guess, you know, there's just certain things, and some people are more comfortable with stuff than others, but,
I never wanted to do farts as humor.
No, exactly.
Like, in front of my friends, I would never fart.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And my friends never did that. My friends I hung out with were never guys that would just fart.
Yeah.
Unlike what goes on at work.
As a very younger child, perhaps, you go through that stage, I suppose, but no, nothing that ever really... I thought was comical after a certain age.
Right. Some people love a good fart.
They do.
Fart stuff.
They do.
Some people we work with love to do farts still.
Yes, they do. Right. We'll walk in and let one go and
fart,
then leave the room. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens.
Not for me.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another observation that I've been having over and over again, and I finally thought, let me take to Twitter and see if someone has an explanation. Mm-hmm. I can tell you I did not get a good enough explanation.
Okay.
Perhaps you know. This concerns restaurants, stores, anywhere where there's not an automatic door. Like you go to Target, it's automatic doors. Supermarkets. Yeah. But like if you go to a restaurant or if you go to, you know, a non-automatic door situation, oftentimes there is a double door, right, to get in and out of a place. So let's say I'm talking about locations that have one door in and one door out. But it's a double door. There's a handle on the right. There's a handle on the left. Uh-huh. More often than not, only one of those doors is unlocked.
Yes.
And I cannot figure out why.
Yeah.
Why do the businesses not open both doors?
Yeah, that is, yeah. I guess maybe if it's, depending on the volume they receive, they might decide to just have only one open. Maybe it's an air conditioning or heating efficiency situation.
Yeah.
I don't have a good explanation. But
yeah, nor did a lot of people on Twitter. Well, of course, I even took a picture of a door to illustrate my point, and still people were thinking I meant these doors here are unlocked and the doors on the side of the building are not.
No. Yeah.
I mean a double door where only one is unlocked.
You could even clearly, if you wanted to, as the business owner, label one in and out. You
yeah.
know, but yes,
right.
I've noticed that too, that there's one is locked.
Because the... We've been, we know like normally if you're approaching a double door and you're going in, you would open it on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're leaving, you would also open on the right, which would be the other door.
Mm-hmm.
But inevitably, when you go to leave, or I do, I always hit the wrong door.
Yes.
Because only one door is open for correct. No real reason.
Right.
Now, your situation about electricity and with the heating and cooling,
that
maybe.
Might be a plausible explanation.
Yeah.
I don't have a good answer for it.
Yeah.
You'd have to ask to the store owners.
Yeah, I asked to Twitter asking, saying if you are in this sort of business and you're someone who opens and closes stores and you do this, why are we doing this?
Right.
I didn't really get a good enough answer.
Mm-hmm.
Other than some people said, oh, it's to control the flow of people in so everyone's not coming through. I guess a large amount of people at once, but that...
It doesn't make sense either.
Doesn't make sense. Then I also had other people tell me that in those situations, it is illegal to keep one of those doors locked for...
I'm sure, for fire codes.
Fire code.
I believe that.
I almost asked the person, people who were working at the place I went yesterday, Finn's. Mm-hmm. I went to a place called Finn's. It was like a... It's sort of like a... Not fast food, but fast food.
Mm-hmm.
And... I almost went back in and asked, but I didn't want to embarrass Gina. I was going to say, what are we doing here?
Sounds like a new obsession. this is something you do obsess over.
This is something.
The jeans or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I need to start asking.
Right. That's something, hey, your week is planned out now. Research and complaints and that whole thing. Yes.
Because there's all the time, I guess I'll ask for the manager in every place I enter like that.
Yeah.
I'm just say hi. May I speak with the manager?
Yeah, just curious.
I'm just curious because I'm gonna be like, I don't want to put them on the spot. I'm saying I'm just curious because you're not the only one who does this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering what the reasoning is for not
if
opening both doors.
Yeah.
I'm gonna open a business with both doors open.
Right.
That's what I'm gonna do.
That'll be the name of the business. Both
yeah.
doors open.
Both doors open. Like mm-hmm. if I ever get this coffee shop I always
yes.
think about getting when I retire,
right.
both doors are going to be open.
Nice.
Unless I find out the real reason.
Right.
Saves like, have they done studies where this saves like 50% electricity?
Yeah,
then maybe.
Maybe when both are, like you have those simultaneous people coming in and out at the same time, maybe
yeah.
it just sucks too much, you know, cold air out or hot air. I don't know. But it probably also... Depending on your occupancy, it might be a fire code violation.
Yeah. I bet it is fire. Well, I'm going to bring that up.
It might always be because people are assuming, and especially in a panic situation, like why wouldn't this door be open?
Right. And imagine there's a fire, all these people, boom, they pile
right.
in and
it's,
smack.
And most of these places aren't sophisticated enough to where when the fire alarm goes off, the door unlocks automatically. No.
No.
They got a bolt that they
yes.
have to take out.
It does remind me, did you used to read the Far Side comics?
Oh, yes. Yeah, huh?
Remember the one, it was School for the Gifted, and there was a door to get in, and it said a pole, and the kid was pushing on.
Right. Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of that. Because we've done that too, where it says pull, but it looks like a push door.
Oh, yes.
And you just
One of ours actually has pictures of people pulling and pushing, and I still screw that up.
Oh, the one by Boomer's office?
The one to get into that area.
Yes.
It says the word, and it has a little picture.
Yeah.
But no, still.
But still, our brain is working ahead of the other thing first.
Yes.
All right, I think I've covered everything. So we've covered Jerry is secretive, you've confirmed.
Yep, correct.
Coming out of the bathroom.
Yes.
You're with me. If you are the person pooping, you should wait until the urinator leaves.
Right.
And then the doors at restaurants, it is puzzling, but I will get to the bottom of it.
You will, because now this is the new obsession for this week.
Right. I did receive a pair of jeans in the mail, which I'm doing my jeans experiment, where I receive jeans and then I decide which ones I want and send the others
back. I thought you were getting four at once.
I was getting four at once, and then, so I was going to order from four different companies.
Okay.
Two of those companies had so many choices that looked the same on the website that it was too overwhelming, and they're out. So now I really just ordered from two. I got one pair in yesterday. I like them, but I want to see the second pair, which I believe comes today. See if they're too similar that I get rid of, send one back, and which one wins.
Mm-hmm. See, for me, it's been for years. Levi's 505 straight leg regular fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's it.
Once you find something you like,
yeah,
you stick with it. I wanted to change it up for whatever reason. And it's been going sideways.
Yeah, I understand.
You know what I mean?
I do.
All right, let's do the warm-up program. I did that with CeeLo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tomorrow, CeeLo will also have the warm-up show.
Yes.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yes.
As Jerry is in for Boomer,
who's
in Vegas.
Yes.
But then Jerry will do the post-game podcast with
him. He will.
All right. Until then, see you.